Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's off the bench time for Tyre Power. Selected Falcon Tyres are 25% off, and the magnificent team at Macca's, who've done a great job, by the way, supporting our last fan standing. Macca's, with the sports fan always at heart, have sent off a lucky winner to India this week.
Yeah.
Test two in Delhi, which will be absolutely magnificent. Pixie, looking for ever want to go to India, Pix?
I'd love to go over to India, yeah. I find it fascinating, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. Just go over there and look around, poke around.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, Craig. But certainly to go to watch the cricket, it would just be outstanding.
Righto, Pixie, it's time for...
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. Breathe easy with the Choices Flooring Breathe Carpet Range.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bucks, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bucks?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Sorry, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season.
Is it too early to get
coffees,
do you reckon?
Breathe easy with the Choices Flooring's Breeze Carpet Range. Of course, the asthma and allergy-friendly Breeze Carpet Range only from Choices Flooring. It's the modern tech. It's magnificent. It's beautifully presented. You can find a beautifully fitted Choices Flooring store in most towns. They are the leaders in the industry, and they are magnificent. And they support an old school carpet man and old mate Picks with Off the Record.
Hey, g'day, Hutch.
The floor is yours.
Let's roll into it. Gazy is back with Andy this week. Oh, gee, and they're on fire, as always.
Andrew's in Adelaide.
Sure.
He's probably on an STD phone call, and this might be costing him a little more than...
He should go to the doctor and get that looked at.
Now, Gazy, come on, please.
I don't know whether he's deliberately doing this stuff, but anyway. Bill Gates was on the ABC, Hutchie, for one of probably the most awkward interviews of all time. This is how it finished.
Bill Gates, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Bill just didn't... I've had enough.
He was buffering.
Yeah, he was. It was bad. Now, this is not quite as awkward as this moment, but Dangerous Dave on the M's. This is what Zoe's got to deal with. This is Dangerous Dave. Ever listen to this?
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Scott.
Scott, you're on, mate, for our competition. How are you, buddy?
Awesome. I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, what are you doing? What's happening?
Just laying in bed.
What the bloody hell? It's 10:30, Scott. It's time to get your lazy ass out of bed and start your day.
I had a stroke in 2017.
All right.
Dangerous, Dave. Come on, Dave. Which does remind us of Koshy.
How would you like to go cruising?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Go to your front door, Christine.
Tell us who you're going to take.
I'm going to take my husband.
Oh, why?
He's got terminal cancer.
Oh.
Oh, Koshy. Oh, come on, Koshy. Jeez. Come on, guys. 24-7 Corn with a bit of Hutchosaurus here.
Djokovic simply can't play the shots that Federer did. He just doesn't have the grace, artistry, or majesticity, if that's even a word, Jared.
No, it's not. It's not a word. No, it's not. And neither is this, JJ. This is not two words.
Not two words for you. Nonsense.
I've got two words for you. Nonsense. Maybe the way you said it, it sounded
just
like...
Just one more go with that. Not two words for you. Nonsense.
Come on, JJ. Which does remind us of Andy Murray, who gave us this one last year.
Yep. I've got two words for you based on what David Hobart said. Bipartisan.
Correct.
Correct. No, not correct. Not correct. Now, this is Mark Allen on the golf. Marco here with... Well, I'm pretty sure he's not playing who he suggests is playing, but anyway.
Yes, well, we saw where Elvis Presley, Smiley, excuse me. We saw where Elvis hit his second shot.
Yeah, not Elvis Presley, Marco. Not Elvis Presley, sorry. Now, this is This is a race caller up on the Gold Coast. He worked with what he had to work with, Hutch.
Raging Pole, a half, a neck, drawing level with every stride, and Raging Pole, one last thrust, got up and won.
Good on you. Well called. Well called. He summed it up beautifully. Okay, Sleepy Joe, your man. Your man, Sleepy Joe Biden. Oh, he's a genius, this bloke.
Half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
More than half the women in his administration, Craig, wait for it, are women.
Amazing revelation.
Tell you what.
Sleepy Joe. We have one more go there.
Yeah, let's have another go.
Half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
So he might have been a good president 25 years ago. He's too old.
And he's going to run again.
Oh, he's not going to run again.
He is.
Well, he won't win.
Yeah. No. Around nap time, though. You're going to do it in between naps.
Oh, he's just too old. He's not
too old. He's just, he's...
What is he? He's 80 or something, isn't he?
He doesn't have the... we shouldn't get into those areas. We'll leave that for Margaret next week.
Well, Margaret would say that he needs to give it up. Margaret would be all over him.
I think she
Margaret
would
make him. Margaret's older than him and sounds, makes more sense than him. Righto, Wayne Hawkes. He joined Gareth and don't know whether he thinks he's a good singer, but he's not.
We have the text messages flowing in as well. So I'll get to them. 0499736736. You got a great voice.
Lovers all around us.
Yes. His first singing on SEN track either, by the way. Putting a bit of a compile together.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever call here again, Wayne, if you're going to sing. Don't ever. Hutchie's strong.
I think he's got a good voice.
Well, I'll tell you who else also thinks he's got a good voice. He has got no idea what the words are, but here's Miles.
Dirty grin. Dirty grin. Dirty grin.
Oh boy. This is what you've created. You have created a monster on that track station. A monster.
But here's Bill Laurie time.
Hey?
Bill Laurie time.
No, it's not. It's throwback time to our favourite singers. You'll feature.
West Coast Eagles. And we're here to show you why.
You can never love me again. At least it's not cold. And if you don't love me now, you can never love me again.
Take me to the April sun in October.
Prime Minister at the time, for God's sake.
Take me to the April sun in Cuba. I can't remember the words.
Nothing can leave me, somebody can cheat down on the town. I take a step back and see you, Tiana. See you on the day you die.
That wasn't me, it was manufactured. Bill Laurie time.
It is Bill Laurie time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on form.
Should take it. Try, dropped it.
Right, just the one this week, and it's Wayne in Adelaide.
Somebody like Fremantle or Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide?
Not bad.
Not a bad one.
Well played. That's off the record for Choices Flooring. Breathe
Easy. We got a bit of a song to go to the break with, Craig, unless you've got something else you want to...
No. Breathe Easy with the Choices Flooring Breeze Carpet Range, but...
Good news is, the flips have arrived.
Have they really?
Just on time. I told you. Here for them when JJ gets here.
You've got to do your favourite thing in the ad break.
Yep.
Marry him up.
Today, Nathan Marry Brown, Zoe's last show, Nathan Brown returning.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, because you know why he's come on? Because he works at the M's. And that's where Zoe's defected to.
Yep.
Though I'll tell you what, though. We got the young fella in there.
Jacko?
Yeah, Jacko. Looks like he might tell. He's really, he's actually getting a handover.
First time he's ever heard the show.
He thinks it's hilarious. Never heard it.
It's a new joke. We've been doing the same. Yeah. We have a whole new audience. Jacko. He never once listened and he gets it.
What about Wayne Hawkes? I'll assume that's him. Wayne's text in. It doesn't say Wayne Hawkes, but let us hear you guys then sing then. Well, You did. You just heard Hutchie sing. He was at the back of that package.
It's a quarter
and
two.
It was horrible.
Song of the break. Here we go.
I just flew in from the
windy
city.
The windy
city is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got.